us to warm.
Time again. It's 9 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. We are live, and I am broadcasting out of California through the Republic Broadcasting Network in Texas, Austin, or Round Rock. Who's there, Mike? Dan? Where's RBN based out of? Yeah, okay, I thought I was Round Rock. Round Rock, Texas, and it's about 11 o'clock there, 12 o'clock back east. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network. Your program in the zone, hosted today, Eric Schein. And I'd ask people to go to www.crossingtherubicon.org. And also www.martiallaw911.com. And it's martiallaw911.com. And you can read some of the transcripts of what I've been forced to endure over the last 8 years by the Coast Guard, Department of Homeland Security, my union, shipping companies, federal courts, and more. You know, there's, I don't know, at least six federal district court judges. About six. Federal district court judges involved. There's at least about 10 federal circuit appellate justices involved, guys like Kaczynski, Alex Kaczynski from the Ninth Circuit, and others. And then, of course, the Coast Guard, Department of Homeland Security, used their quote-unquote Article I court system, which I didn't realize or even know about Article I courts, and I'm fairly well-versed on our federal and state systems, not only from going to Kings Point, but I was an Eagle Scout when I was younger, and so I had, you know, citizenship in the community and citizenship in the nation and citizenship skill award and all these other quote-unquote awards where you're trained and you learn a lot about your country and your state and your form of government and more. And anyone who trashes the Boy Scouts, I don't think understands really some of the concepts that are instilled in our youth through the Boy Scouts, through at least a good troop. You know, you have to have good leaders. My brother was an Eagle Scout as well. My father, bless his heart and bless his soul, he's passed on. He passed on at the beginning of what I've been trapped within in 2001, something that the Coast Guard and Homeland Security has tried to use against me. You know, they've been quote unquote prosecuting me for being depressed, whatever the hell that is. It's, you know, direct whistleblower retaliation. But when we come back, we'll talk about an article that I just worked on with Gary Corsari, who was just on our program a few weeks ago. And we'll talk about that when we come back real quick. 800-313-9443.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, You can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, the online store. It's a featured product.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny? And that the banks know this and hope you don't find out. Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the total transformation program forever for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my total transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
We are back, and I'll throw out the call-in number. Not sure if I'm going to take calls or not. We haven't done a free-for-all in a while. Last week, we had on Richard Cook, who was a whistleblower. He worked at the Treasury Department thereafter, but had worked for NASA and had blown the whistle on the O-rings involving the Challenger. He's also got a really good book out relating to what's going on in the economy. And I'm awaiting, he's actually got two books out, one relating to the Challenger incident and the O-rings and the cover-up that was at least initiated. Back then, not only did Richard Cook come forward, but there was a slew of other individuals who said, no, I don't think so. And as the good citizens of a republic, where, you know, we are the ultimate conscience of, you know, the republic, they stepped forward and basically stopped the cover-up in its tracks. And, you know, it's hard when there's just one person coming forward or a handful, but when so many step forward, you know, the cat's out of the bag. And it's hard for them to go after so many and to discredit so many and do that, you know, what they've become so good at quote-unquote rubbing out or exterminating or attacking or discrediting any whistleblower or dissident voice or alternative viewpoint to the accepted quote-unquote corporate state mantra. Before that, we had on Gary Corsari, and what I was talking about was Gary and I actually worked on an article. It was one of the four in a series that I had published previously, and whether my brains are scrambled from everything I've been put through from the Department of Homeland Security and Coast Guard, you know, having a branch of military prosecute you for, quote unquote, being depressed for 8 years, using military assets and resources to do it and saying that you're a civilian. That's almost like, you know, stripping Bradley Manning of you could say his citizenship, but his rank, pay, grade, status in the military, which is effectively what they've done. You know, they're making him strip search every morning, or were, saying that he's a civilian, and then allowing the military to do this to him. Everybody knows about it, and no one is taking strong, assertive, and I would say sufficient action to have this man relieved of what he is enduring at the hands of those he has, you know, complained about or gotten information out. And that is part of the problem in our system, to where they're trying to force, this is going on in employment as well. You know, it's almost like having the individual who has been raped, the rape victim, go back to the rapist and try to seek resolution. That's what's going on with the employer and employee. That is what is going on with industry. That is what is going on with whistleblowers, where the agency that employs or has some oversight, like, I'm not employed by the Coast Guard at all. I'm not in the Coast Guard, never been in the Coast Guard, but I have a license that is referred to oftentimes inaccurately as a Coast Guard license. It's actually a Merchant Marine license, a Marine Engineering license, or a Marine, you know, mate's license. There's basically two avenues to working in the maritime industry aboard ship. You know, you can either be a mate or under the mate's department, deck department, to where you're a licensed officer, third mate, second mate, first or chief mate. Sometimes there is a first mate. Sometimes the chief mate is the first mate. They've combined over time. And then the captain. Or there's a third assistant engineer, second assistant engineer, first assistant engineering officer, chief engineer, who, depending on who you work for, is seen as par with the captain or just below the captain, to where the captain would have ultimate, you know, it goes back to days of yore, to where the captain is, you know, God on the water, God on that ship, to where what he says goes. And it's his own little fiefdom or kingdom to an extent. We, you know, have started or tried to start here in the United States, even going back to the 1790s, shortly after our country was founded as a republic. And many of the ills that were set in place here, like slavery, not by the foundings of our republic, by the founders of our republic, but by those who colonized America, didn't found the United States. Many people try to say that the Electoral College and the 3/5 majority was somehow infusing slavery into the Constitution. It really wasn't. It was about affording all those who did not have a direct right of choosing their representation through the vote, like people who were not of age, orphans, women who could not vote at the time, slaves, blacks, did I say minors, and others, representation through the Electoral College, to where it all it did was count the number of heads, population, everyone, Indians, indigenous people, slaves, blacks, whites, free men, you know, even people who were came over here to the United States through systems of servitude, indentured, you know, servants, and others who eventually earned their freedom after 7 years, supposedly. Many got conned out of that or conned into longer terms of service. And many who had money, you know, in passage to get to America were then conned into systems of servitude once they got here. So, you know, you really have to study history and look back and go through all this. Those who are slamming the founders or people who founded the republic, they tried to create a better system in its time in an imperfect world that they were born into, were not there at, you know, its creation. They did not create a kingdom and its colonies through the United Kingdom and more. I think people are starting to understand why I, to a degree, am a devout anti-royalist, and why, much like Thomas Paine, the powers that be that are, they use military dictatorships, banana republics and such to upend, if not overturn, constitutional republics, return them to a state of, you know, almost colonization before they try to bring them back under the fold of this new, you know, people call it the New World Order, but it's really a new reinvigoration of the United Kingdom. It's a new, quote unquote, constitutional world order of United Kingdoms. And people need to understand that the royals, people who have been at this for quite some time and who have passed knowledge and money, you know, great wealth and access from generation to generation, are all you have to do is look at the street names, you know, in any town, any city in the United States, Kerry, Anderson, Edwards, Dunn, Gibson, Speer. You know, I'm in Huntington Beach, and there's a lot of Heil, a lot of German ancestry, and many who, you know, like Dana Rohrabacher, who says he's a libertarian. He's much more of a corporatist, I would say. He's much more forgiving to the corporate entities. He's been in there for quite some time. I would say Boeing and others have had some, you know, to do in getting him in place. But the back to the article, Gary Corsari, who was on here and shared his poetry with us a few weeks ago before Richard Cook, 3 weeks ago, I believe. And you should go to the archives and check him out, not only Richard Cook's interview, but Gary Corsari's as well. Gary helped. He's a well-educated, well-trained, well-written, you know, well-spoken, well-versed individual who used his education and training to help me rewrite the first in that series. And it's out now on Smirking Chimp, Dissident Voice, LA Progressive, and a bunch of other sites, I guess, that some would call more left-leaning or progressive, which, you know, I don't differentiate. I'd say more I differentiate between the corporate class and everybody else, we the people. You know, of, by, and for the people. But I would ask for people to go out and read it. It's much clearer, much better written now. Hopefully people will get it. There's a little bit more information in there than was included in the first article, a lot less as well. It's down to just over 1,000 words. So I would ask people to Google it. It should be up on RBN hopefully next week if all goes well. But if you type in the Geneva Conventions Redefined, or I think it's Geneva Conventions Redefined, colon, the new Department of War, and you can either use Gary's name, it's spelled Corsari, or my own, you can put it under Lieutenant Eric Schein or just Eric Schein. There's bios and stuff in there for Gary and myself. But I, you know, it gets to the point of what we're doing, not only overseas and who's doing that, but what we're doing here at home in the militarization as well at home, that when we try to export democracy abroad, we end up diluting it here at home and to the point of attacking it, because those who are funneling money out of the country, you know, guys like Eric Prince, the firm that was formerly known as Blackwater. And I think it's pretty funny that his name is Prince, just like Prince the musician. But I will be back in a couple minutes right after this commercial break. 800-313-9443, and we'll think about getting some calls in here. So call in quick if you won't have a point to make, especially if you've seen the article.
Oh. estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back. Yeah, and I noticed, actually, if you go to activist post, if you type that in and Google it, Geneva Conventions Redefined. I'm doing it as I think and speak here. Geneva Conventions Redefined, the new Department of War. You'll get a bunch of different links to where it's actually up in two sites in India. There's actually a site in Saudi Arabia that's carrying it. I think some of this might be in, you know, I could be mistaken, COINTELPRO, because, you know, it's guilt by association. All of a sudden, it's up on a Muslim website. I think it's actually, it's a pretty overt, it's not Muslims Are Us, but it's almost that overt, as if it seems like, and I could be wrong, like it's a false site to where they're trying to basically, you know, post the article on a Muslim website. And when I say they, I mean the Pentagon's cyber warfare teams, who are beyond controlling the American people, like, you know, it was pointed out in the article about what the military learned from Vietnam, that the American people have to be controlled to win, quote unquote, or extend or maintain any overseas deployment, you know, military deployment or war. that any kind of anti-war sentiments has to be, for want of a better way of saying it, crushed. And, you know, that is, to a large extent, what's going on. We're sending, you know, billions upon billions, if not to the point of trillions. I think it was Rumsfeld that came out just the day before 9/11, right, on 9/10/2001, before Congress, that DOD was missing $2.3 trillion. Couldn't account for it. It's like, what do you mean? You know? And we've heard about the $9 billion in footballs made out of paper money, U.S. dollars, that was being thrown around and actually shipped out on pallets to Iraq to be used to, quote-unquote, fund winning the hearts and minds of the Iraqis and Afghanis to our, quote-unquote, corporate way of thinking. You know, and a lot of this is, I just heard somebody was talking about this today on the radio. It used to be called Anglo. It's almost like what used to be BP, Anglo-Iranian Oil, but it was something else. It was what Chevron had started in, I think it was the Sudan, but it was called Anglo-Egyptian oil. Yeah, pretty sure. But Chevron was, you know, the backer. But it was called Anglo-Egyptian oil, but it was actually, I believe, in the Sudan. And they were, you know, it's almost like, I think it was Chiquita Banana, where the CIA was using, and, you know, they've admitted this even most recently in the last couple of years, and I'm sure Dole and others, and that's why you have people like, you know, Senator Dole, Elizabeth Dole, in office in positions of power and trust. And if you start to look at a lot of these names of these large corporations, you'll find these names throughout. It's like Thompson, you know, the secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services, Tommy Thompson. This is the guy who, as the head of the Department of Health and, you know, Health and Human Services, federal level, was saying that he would get chipped. And then he leaves and goes, works for VeriChip, doesn't get chipped, but actually promoted the laws, rules, regulations, and sentiments in Congress and throughout the United States to get everybody to believe that they should all willingly accept a microchip in their behind or their forehead or their hand or wherever you want to impregnate it. And they're getting to the level of sophistication too, that something like Katrina happens, they can put it in bottled water and you would never know that you just swallowed it. They can spray it on, you know, this is technology for manufacturing. They can spray it on pallets. They do this for tracking. They have it in a nano or micro form that can literally be sprayed on and it is imperceptible to the human eye, and then can be, you know, tracked. And, you know, it's an RFID. It's a radar antenna that can pass on, quote-unquote, identity and information. It is moving in that direction. And all of these movies that we've seen, sci-fi and more, are painting a very graphic picture of what, you know, Minority Report, AI, artificial intelligence, Spielberg or whatever. It was Spielberg who did that, right? What was the other one? iRobot? Anyways, we'll be right back. 800-313-9443. And go check out that article, though. Google it and read it. It's only 1,000 words. 1,044.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Theravim. Theravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Theravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit Theravim.com.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
All right, people, we are back. It's Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone. Your host, Lieutenant Eric Schein, graduate of the United States Merchant Marine Academy, Kings Point. Commissioned naval officer upon graduation, serving on special duty in the U.S. Merchant Marine, as the eyes and ears for, you know, you could say the State Department and the Maritime Administration and the Navy and others, so that we as Americans and highly trained, you know, our education at Kings Point is about they estimate around a $300,000 education paid for by the taxpayers. And if we could be taken out by our own people here in the United States, and they, you know, overtly, and whether it's the union and the employers, the shipping companies, as federal contractors, Matson, American President Lines, even Neptune Oil Lines is involved. It's a China, you know, well, I'd say Chinese, but it almost pretty much is. It's Singaporean company. If they can take someone out from a federal military service academy like myself and do what they've done, just think what a foreign entity, I mean, because it, NOL is a foreign entity. One of the graduates of my academy, Andrew Card, he was the Secretary of Transportation of the first Bush and the Chief of Staff under the second Bush. He was involved in selling or setting up the sale of American President Lines, I think it was 1997, to Singapore. Not just a corporation over there, but to Neptune Oil Lines that was majority stake owned by the Singaporean government. And they were setting it up to sell. It's like saying, hey, I'm working for the Department of Transportation, or you know, I guess Department of Transportation, and I'm going to set up the sale of Ford, and I don't even own or control Ford, but I know people that do, and I'm going to set up the sale of Ford to a foreign government, Canada, Mexico, North Korea, China, Russia, whatever, Germany, doesn't matter, like what happened with Chrysler. And people don't realize Chrysler owned and controlled the M1, A1 Abrams main battle tank division before it spun off to General Dynamics. So when Chrysler was sold, and I believe that, you know, blueprints and information and intelligence design, you know, copyright, trademark, blueprinted information about military hardware made its way to Germany in the sale. And this is just my personal opinion from everything I've seen going on with the Hadron Collider being shut down in Texas. That was carried out under Bush. Now the only Hadron Collider in the world is in CERN, Switzerland, which is the backdoor haven to Germany. It's like the La Jolla or New York or financial capital for Germany. Many know that a great deal of the loot that was smuggled, stolen during, you know, World War II ended up in Switzerland, in Swiss banks. And that's been a long battle of many countries, many peoples, many companies, many families, many individuals to reconstitute those funds, if not even those, I guess I'd use a looser term, assets, not necessarily tied to just funds, but coins, artwork, and more that are maintained in vaults and other places that were, you know, stolen in the middle of World War I and World War II, if not even the Cold War. And that is something just like what happened in World War II that's going on in both Afghanistan, which had one of the largest gold antiquity treasures in the world, but even in Iraq, where what is Iraq? What is Baghdad? Where we have the largest embassy in the world now, it is Babylon. Do you know or realize the number and magnitude of ancient antiquities in that region that are being, can I say mined, explored, found, just like what the Nazis did in the midst of and under the cover of, you know, World War II. You know, I think the Raiders of the Lost Ark series kind of portrays that in a, you know, Hollywoodish sort of manner and form of what was really going on in that time period. Oil's one thing, you know, and we saw it, that was one of the things that Saddam Hussein was accused of, the oil for food program, and others. Trying to think of the guy in charge of the United Nations, is a guy or two before. I'm trying to, I can picture his face, but I can't think of his name. But I think him and his son were accused of being involved in stealing money and basically, you know, smuggling oil and doing it under the Food for Oil program that was allowed under the restrictions that were placed on Iraq from the first Gulf War up until the quote-unquote second Gulf War. And, how can anyone not realize that, you know, if Arabs were here in our country, or Persians, or anyone from that, you know, from all the Semitic tribes in that region, in the Middle East, over here in the United States, doing what we're doing over there and using military to do it here in the United States, what do you think the answer would be? Anyone who has not at least, if not stepped forward to question what happened on 9/11, or how it minimally, how it was used to allow, if not decree, and create a military dictatorship, not even overseas in, you know, Iraq, Afghanistan, and a number of other countries now, but here in the United States, to where, like I've been trying to point out with the Coast Guard, we have a new branch of military that's been founded in 2003 under the launching of the war in Iraq in the form of the U.S. Coast Guard. That's supposed to be a federal maritime police and regulatory agency, like OSHA, like the FBI, not even, you know, much like the FBI, but we have a DEA. If the Coast Guard is used as a civil service to work with the DEA as a police agency to prevent drug smuggling into and out of the United States, that's one thing. But to convert the Coast Guard into a special branch of military that's not just operating here in the United States, but everywhere abroad, kind of shows you what these guys are up to. And when you look at the groundwork that was laid to do this, in articles that were posted by people like Bonnie Baker in 1999, saying that, oh, Coast Guard is in, has an exception to posse comitatus because yada, yada, yada. The only reason the Coast Guard had any kind of quote-unquote exception to posse comitatus was because it wasn't a branch of military. Hello. Any branch of military that comes under Title 10 and the Uniform Code of Military Justice that is incorporated into, infused within, bordered, if not contained within the Department of Defense, is bound by posse comitatus. It's incorporated not only into Title 10 and the UCMJ, but Title 18 as well. And it forbids any military service or personnel or assets or resources from being used for police and regulatory work here in the United States against American citizens. It's one thing to use the Coast Guard to prevent, as even a federal maritime police agency, to prevent smuggling coming into the United States from people that aren't or are mixed, you know, foreign and American nationals. It's another thing to convert the Coast Guard into a branch of military and then use it against American citizens here in the United States and have the Coast Guard set up its own little dummy courts, military tribunals under admiralty, and to prosecute American flag officers and to even start to register. And this is one thing I've put out there, is the Coast Guard, instead of having the DMVs of your states register boats for your state, much like in Europe, they don't have a Department of Homeland Security or Department of Europe to where you register your boats with Europe. You register your boats with Italy or Spain or France or Germany. That, and even there, it's still to the city and the nation or the nation state that's incorporated in the European Union. But here the Coast Guard wants to be the registration or place of registration or documentation for private and uninspected commercial vessels, to rather than registering them with your state and the money going to the state, then the state coffers for road improvements and waterway improvements and more, it goes to fund a special branch of military around the fiscal constraints of Congress. Hello. Does anybody not get this? I mean, come on. Are you not hearing what I'm saying? Does this not register about, you know, like the Coast Guard's done in my own situation, where it's saying I'm a civilian, and it, as a branch of military, can prosecute civilians? The bar has been set at murder. No branch of military can prosecute anyone in the United States for even high crimes like murder. That is the bar. That means that you cannot stoop below that and say, oh, well, it's just a minor, you know, it's burglary, or it's a traffic accident, or it's a misdemeanor. So we're going to allow the military to prosecute a civilian for that reason. No, the bar has been set so very high to prevent the military from getting involved in any adjudication of civilian affairs, period. And that's what's so troublesome with the Coast Guard now being a branch of military operated in the Department of Homeland Security, voluntarily somehow taking on martial law. military law, Title 10, the Uniform Code of Military Justice. The Coast Guard, the only time it becomes a branch of military is when it moves into and under the Department of Navy within the Department of Defense. It's the only time it can come under Title 10 of the UCMJ. Sorry, you have to be in DOD. You have to be in the Department of Defense to come under martial law, to come under military law, to come under military dictatorship. But not according to Admiral Loy, Admiral Allen, Admiral Roughhead, Admiral Mullen. And I put out Mullen and Roughhead's names because, I mean, where is Navy intelligence with this going on? And if I was Mullen or Roughhead, I would be pissed that the Coast Guard Commandant thinks that he sits higher than the Secretary, well, higher than the Secretary of the Navy, higher than the Chief of Staff for the Navy, because now the Coast Guard is a cabinet member. The Commandant of the Coast Guard has a higher position than the Commandant of the Marine Corps, has a higher position than the Chief of Staff of all regular branches of the military. He is on par with the Secretary of Defense. So the Commandant of the Coast Guard sits in an equal position to the Secretary of Defense. The Secretary of Homeland Security is in a higher position because the Commandant of the Coast Guard is below her. The Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano, has put out a delegation saying that the Coast Guard can now superintend the United States Merchant Marine. Even though the Merchant Marine Academy, which is a separate academy than the Coast Guard Academy, is run by Naval Sciences, the Department of the Navy, the graduates come out as naval officers in the Merchant Marine, serving in it, commissioned officers on special duty in the Merchant Marine. But these people from a police academy, the Coast Guard Academy, can somehow step over the Navy on this, step over commissioned naval officers on this, and somehow the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano could come out with a delegation, whatever the hell that is. I don't know if it came from the United Nations or something, but I know what it's basically an executive order coming from a secretary of the Department of Homeland Security rather than the president. And the president has just recently come out and stated, this is coming from his press secretary, I believe, that he can overlook, I'm trying to think of how they phrased it, that he can review any and all agency and or department's rules and regulations, which I think he should to an extent if he's doing his job. And just like with Reed versus Covert, the Solicitor General and Attorney General got involved in 1956-57 when a woman who was the wife of a service member was prosecuted for her husband's murder by the military, even though she was not in the military. She was a civilian overseas in, like I've said, in England, go figure, a constitutional, you know, the titular head to the United Kingdom. The head of a commonwealth of United Kingdoms who is at the heart of what's going on in the world, along with companies like BP and other nation states like Germany, with the German royal families. And if you are German, I'm not attacking you. I'm not bringing this up about you. I have German ancestry in my own family and stuff. The point is, it's about royalty versus republics. It's about royals, royal lines, versus the people. It's what our founders stood against when they founded our country. They were devout anti-royalists. They did not believe, that's why it's of, by, and for the people, not of, by, and for Queen Elizabeth, or of, and by, and for the Windsors, or of, by, and for the system of royal elite families who are self-appointed, who can trace their bloodlines back further than anyone else. And so, wow, they win the brass key or the gold nugget. But that's what is being established, created, redefined here in the United States, is to, just much like in the Roman Republic, the Italian Republic, back and forth many times over many years, where it you know, was established as a kingdom, reformed as a republic, and went back and forth between kingdom and republic God knows how many times. It's the very same thing going on here, and the only way that we're going to reclaim what is the people's right. I'm not a communist. I was a Republican, went to a military academy. I believe in of, by, and for the people, all of us, that for it to work, for any system to work, it's got to be for the benefit of everyone, rich and poor and everybody in between. You know, it's not the poor that need to be held in check. It's the rich. We'll be right back. It's Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone. We're in our last leg here, last segment, real short. We'll be right back. Go check out that article, though. We'll read it, man.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, people, we're back. This is Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone. Host Lieutenant Eric Schein, and I hit up on this website or page, and it's historycommons.org. It gets into the profiles, Geneva Conventions, and it's pretty startling to, it goes back to 1990. It's August 17th, 1990. Iraq promises that all Americans can leave regions under Geneva, Vienna Conventions. U.S. diplomat Joseph Wilson, we know about him and his wife, meets with Iraq's foreign minister, Tariq Aziz, and asks what Iraq intends to do with thousands of U.S. citizens in Iraq and Kuwait if the U.S. embassy decides that most of its personnel should leave. Wilson wants to ensure that no more Americans will be captured and used as hostages. CRS 4, 1990, August 8, 1990, and August 17th and 23rd, 1990. Wilson is particularly concerned about the 2,000 or so Americans in Kuwait. Aziz says that Iraq will honor its obligations under the Geneva and Vienna Conventions, which specify that innocent civilians must be allowed to leave a war zone and not be held against their will. Wilson informs the State Department superiors in Washington of Aziz's promises and recommends that every American be moved out of Kuwait as soon as possible, if not out of the region entirely, then at least to Baghdad. Wilson has little confidence in Aziz's assurances, calling the minister a lying son of a, you know what, I'm going there. And it goes on. And shortly after that, August 21st, 1996, the War Crimes Act becomes law. And if you read this, and it's an important law, the War Crimes Act, H.R. 3680, becomes public law number 104-192. And this was already in place under Title 18, but then this was passed as well. It prohibits Americans, top officials and soldiers alike, from committing, quote unquote, grave breaches of the Geneva Conventions. So that's, you know, the article we just put out was Geneva Conventions Redefined. It states, quote, whoever, whether inside or outside the United States, commits a grave breach of the Geneva Conventions, provided that the perpetrator or the victim is a member of the U.S. military or a national of the U.S., shall be fined under this title or imprisoned for life or any term of years or both, and if the death results to the victim, shall also be subject to the penalty of death. That's what crossing the Rubicon, the Romans, if the military was used in prosecuting or involved, like in my own situation, they're saying I'm a civilian. If I die, these people would be, you know, under the law, bound for prosecution and held to a death sentence, if not imprisoned and fined or both. And then it goes on. I mean, this whole law series is just incredible. November 5th, 2001, Heritage Society codifies White House policy on military tribunals for terrorist detainees. And, of course, this is not about terrorist detainees. It's about U.S. citizens. November 6, 2001, Justice Department official argues that president has power to establish military commissions without congressional involvement. This goes beyond what Lincoln did in suspending the Great Writ and in what he did with Mary Surratt and, you know, what was passed by the Supreme Court and ex parte Milligan and more, and has been outlawed. You know, Reed versus Covert and other case law. January 2002 and after, military psychologists proposed series of quote-unquote harsh interrogation methods that amount to torture. January 9, 2002, U memo says U.S. not bound by international laws in war on terror. So even though I'm protected because I was a naval officer when they brought the charges against me by the Geneva Conventions because I'm a U.S. uniformed naval officer and more in graduate military academy, somehow that doesn't matter. They made me a civilian, stripped me of my naval commission, prosecuted me for quote-unquote being depressed, tried to tie me to Timothy McVeigh, seized medical records, falsified them, and more. And these guys, many of them involved, are still public office, not all of them. Have a good weekend, people. Peace.